There are quite a few different ways to unmotivate salespeople, and most of them come down to leadership skills and standing up for the salespeople and making sure they get paid the right. If you want to unmotivate a salesperson, you start playing with any of those three items, you're going to be playing with gasoline and matches. You're going to have a problem.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California. Today I'm coming to you live from my office. And I figured today we would have an asbestos underwear type of conversation for business owners and for managers. And today's topic, how to unmotivate salespeople. And I am not a negative person, but I do see some problems in the world of sales. I do see some issues that go along with being in sales that could be fixed. And it seems like sometimes companies want to turn a blind eye to what the situations are and they want to rub some sugar on it, right? So my dad would say, you want to sprinkle sugar on a turd and call it candy. Well, sometimes companies want to do that. There's no nice way of saying it. When it comes down to it, salespeople are paid commission. And if you really want to unmotivate salespeople, you pay the minimum. If you want to motivate salespeople, you want to give them bragging rights. You want to give them the ability to say, this is what I did and this is what I was able to do. Now, there is a certain amount of pay that goes with every industry. There is a certain amount of money that goes with every industry. And sometimes it doesn't have to be crazy higher. It could be 0.5% or 1% higher. If you want to attract top talent, pay the people. Don't pay the minimum. And I see companies do this a lot. I had a manager one time call me probably about 3 years ago, and he said, Scott, you know, I want to attract top talent, but I don't want to pay them. And I'm like, let's just end the conversation. I can't help you. I don't know how to fix that. You know? And he said, well, I don't ever want a salesperson to be able to say they make more money than me. And I said, if you got a sales guy who's making more money, you got a lot of problems inside of your organization. That should never happen. And so sometimes people will get caught up and they're like, I want to pay this person the least amount of money possible. So you want to unmotivate a salesperson, pay them the minimum. You want to unmotivate a salesperson, nitpick what they do. You know, if you look at contracts and proposals, they have this thing called cherry picking. And let's say that somebody calls out four companies to put in some drywall. And what they do is they go through line item by line item and they say, Company A will do this function for this much, and Company B will do this other function for this much, and Company C will do this other function for that much. And then by the time they get down, what they've done is they've cherry-picked all of the proposals and they've built this Frankenstein proposal. And what happens sometimes for salespeople is management will sometimes nitpick everything that they do, not realizing that that's detrimental to the salesperson being out in the field. If there's a problem with that person, pull them aside, have a conversation, give them the coaching, get them back out in the field closing deals. But for whatever reason, sometimes I will see companies, and not just the managers, not just the executive team, but you know, people who really have nothing to do with the sales process nitpick salespeople and absolutely drive them insane. You're not doing this right. You're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. And realistically, that should be a management function and not an employee function. And you know, when you take a look, if there's a problem with something that's going on in the office, that should really roll up to the manager. The manager should discuss it, and it really shouldn't fall upon an employee. And so sometimes what will happen is employees inside of an organization will get mad for how much money salespeople make. Because let's face it, people in an office make 10, 15, 20, 30 bucks an hour. Salespeople can make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. And so there becomes this internal rivalry, like that guy just makes too much money, and I'm going to show him. And I'm going to make his life hell, and I'm going to cause all these problems, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And it's not their place. It's not their job. They think that it's their job to manage or make things even, and it's not even true. And so nitpicking can come from managers. Nitpicking can come from employees. And if it happens, you are going to unmotivate a salesperson pretty quickly. You want to unmotivate salespeople? Don't show appreciation for what they've done. Sales is tough, you know, especially if you're in a tight industry, especially if you're in an industry where everybody does things and they cost less than you and you're the most expensive company. If you don't want to show appreciation, I mean, like, come on, you know, a company who charges more than anybody else has some funds in there somewhere to take the sales team out, to buy them breakfast, to buy them dinner, to buy them lunch, I don't know, to take them golfing, whatever the thing is. You know, somebody who's in an office does not understand this, and it comes down to a fair fight. It's not fair that we take the sales team out and you don't take the office out. Well, you know, how much mental acuity does it take to go close deals? It takes a lot. How much mental stress does it take to put files in a folder? And I'm not minimizing somebody who works in the office, but it's nowhere near what goes on out in the field closing deals. And people will get caught up in this and say, it's not fair, it's not fair. So companies are like, well, we can't take the sales team out because if we do, there's going to be people who are upset. And my answer to them is, make them become a salesperson. If they really want to make the money, they can always do some sales. You really want to make people mad? You really want to unmotivate salespeople? Play with their money. And constantly changing comp plans, constantly making people worry about, are they going to get paid commissions, constantly nickeling and diming a sales team. Like, you will have top performers walk. They will walk and they'll go, I'll go work somewhere else. You know, if you're a closer, you're the prize. And there's something to be said about that phrase because, you know, if you're good at what you do in sales, you could have a job tomorrow or in a couple of hours closing deals. And a lot of times what companies will do is they'll be like, well, we got the leads, we got the client base. Well, you're not the only company in town. You're not the only place that you could go sell for. And, you know, if you know how to close deals, there are plenty of companies that would be like, you're a closer? Come work here. You want to get paid more money? We'll give you a couple of extra points. You want to be better at what you do? Or you want to come work for us? We'll give you more vacation time. We'll give you a company car. We'll give you a gas card. We'll pay for your health insurance. Whatever the perk is that you want, there is a company out there that if you can close deals, they are willing to give it to you. They are willing to say, I will give you this cool thing that you want. And playing with salespeople's money is like, you know, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. To quote Friday, got to throw a Smokey in there. You know, you start playing with people's money, you'll lose salespeople really quick. You will unmotivate salespeople like you will not believe. Taking money out of their commissions, whatever the form is, like, you know, it always amazes me. It amazes me to no end how many times, let's say a company starts struggling or they start looking at the finances, the first person or the first places that they go to are always marketing and they're always sales. They're always commissions and marketing. We're paying too much money for marketing. We're paying too much money in commissions. And so what they do is they're like, okay, well, we need to tighten up the budget on marketing. Okay, we're going to tighten the budget up, blah, 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 whatever they say in the meeting, blah, 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 you know. And then what happens is somebody inevitably goes, hey, look how much money these sales guys are making. They're making way too many points, you know. And it's usually an accountant or it's usually somebody who's in a rival office, you know, that's just not happy with salespeople or hates salespeople. And they're like, you know, we could be having a better bottom line if we didn't pay these salespeople so much money. And when they say it, it's like they're seethingly mad. They got foam coming out of their mouths. They got the pinned eyes, like just anger. These salespeople, ugh, they make so much money. They make way too much money. And like, these are conversations that are had in meetings. And so what happens is composition plans get changed and the way that people get paid bonuses are changed because once again, it's not fair that they make all this money. But you know, you never hear, you hardly ever hear of a company saying, well, you know, things are tough. Everybody's got to lose some money across the board. Nope. It's marketing and salespeople. You really want to unmotivate a salesperson, you play with their money. There's a point in every salesperson's career that something goes sideways for them in the office or something goes sideways for them with a client. And if that salesperson does not believe that you have their best interest at heart, if that salesperson does not believe that you will go to bat for them, then what ends up happening is there's no trust there. There's no belief that things are going to be done right for them. And there's been times where I've seen an employee do what was right. And in order to stop the consumer from complaining, the manager took the side of the buyer who was being unreasonable or lying or, you know, just absolutely nuts. And it destroyed the salesperson's morale because they're like, wait a minute, you're siding with the person who isn't here just so that you don't have to have a tough conversation. And then, you know, that salesperson loses face in front of a team, especially if it's done in front of a team, and it causes a lot of problems. And if it's in an office where someone is having a problem with another manager or having a problem with an employee or even having a problem with the owner, if you as a manager or an executive always take the easy way out so there's no conflict, like that's not going to help you work with salespeople.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.